Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, you welcome to everybody around the world. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You are industry heroes. Absolutely. This is what this platform right behind me is all about, celebrating you, you industry hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you're solving problems, you're changing the lives of people around the world, and you are changing the world, and that's why we celebrate you on this platform each and every day. Try to change my mind. You can't do that. All right, another absolutely phenomenal interview again. Her name is Luana Michelle, got it, and she is the founder of SkyMax. She's the head cheese. That's what she is. And what we're going to be talking a little bit about is going to be talking about personal and professional development. It's all leadership stuff, especially in this whole world of change. Luana, how you doing?
I'm great. Great. Good afternoon, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
It is. This is the crawfish edition. If you're out there on video, you'll see that I've got a platter full of crawfish because I can. Because I'm down here in Louisiana, and you don't. It's right here. It's right here. Let me just sort of show it to you. There it is. Right there. Bink. Mm-hmm. All right. This is going to be a great conversation because I think that it is timely. That's one. I think you bring a sense of purpose, energy, and the need to have this particular conversation, especially in this time of pandemic, COVID, squiffy, changing, do this, don't do that, whatever it might be. And for many, that's a hell of a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. But before we get into that topic there, give us a little background of 411 on who you are.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much, Scott, for having me and for just reaching out and just saying, hey, you know what, let's have this conversation. So I am Luana Harris, also known as Luana Michelle, owner of SkyMax Business Strategies.
Hold on. I got to back up. Did I just screw up the Harris and the Michelle? I've got so many names here.
No, you are so great. My actual name is Luana Harris, but also I am Luana Michelle under the business. So on social media, you will find me as Luana Harris.
Got it. I see it out there.
There you go.
But if you're out on Instagram.
Yes. It is.
I am Luana Michelle. All right, listeners, we're going to keep this all coordinated at industrialtalk.com. We'll get it all dialed in. You'll be able to get a hold of her. Continue.
Absolutely. All right, and so my life purpose and my purpose of everything that I do, I enlighten, encourage, and empower others to live to their fullest potential. I do that through personal and professional development. So I've done leadership development. I do facilitation, team building, just making your life just a tad bit easier if you're trying to go from chaos to clarity in your life. If you're trying to get your thoughts out of your mind and onto paper, I help you with that. So whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you're trying to get to your highest potential, your greatest potential, I'm here for that, and I help you do that.
I'll share with you and the listeners of an event that took place in my life, and it was the realization that I didn't have a purpose. And it wasn't a comfortable feeling. And so I was very fortunate to be introduced to a gentleman that was saying, hey, you got to have a purpose. And I didn't know what it meant at that time, but it was truly transformative. So listeners, I think that if you're struggling with a purpose, this is the podcast for you. If you want to try to find your purpose, this is the podcast for you, and onward and onward. Okay. So with that said, and I'm going to pose this particular the topic that we want to talk a little bit about, and I think it's an interesting topic, is post-traumatic growth. I don't know what that is, because you're going to define that. And resiliency. I got that, but I want to be able to expand upon that. And then overcoming obstacles. That makes sense, right? And transforming that mindset. Let's talk a little bit about what is post-traumatic growth. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, okay, awesome. So one of the things that I came across this term, and it's actually a term that it was researched by me, and his last name is Tedeschi, And he just basically said that if we all know about post-traumatic stress disorder, we know that there is that experience where you experience a traumatic event. And every time something reminds you of that event, it's like you're experiencing that event all over again. So all of those emotions, all of those feelings, all of those negative feelings come up and you have this behavioral issue or you have this response to that. Well, the post-traumatic growth is basically an experience of positive change that occurs from a struggle or a highly challenging life crisis. So for example, for someone who is going through a divorce, or someone who is maybe has gone through a traumatic experience, maybe experienced someone that maybe died or something that was traumatic to them. Instead of going through the post-traumatic stress disorder, the other option is growing from that traumatic experience. And post-traumatic growth is so much different than resilience. When you think of resilience, and I don't know if you want to go ahead and get into this.
You're driving this boat. Right. You're shepherding this car forward. Go for it.
Well, let's go forth.
Yeah.
So resilience is, when you think of resilience, and this is, I've always considered myself, I'm a resilient person, right?
Yeah.
And the resilience is something happens and I'm bouncing back to where I was before this event happened. I bounce back. I can bounce back from this. You know, maybe I lost a job. Well, I can bounce back from that. I can, lost in my situation. I've lost, lost a house and lost, marriage. And I was able, there were times I was able to bounce back in certain situations and that's resilience. But the post-traumatic growth is out of that experience. Now you are a totally different person. Your mindset is different. We can get into where there's five different areas that we could talk about. It's such a different experience. You're not bouncing back. You're not the same person that you were before that experience. You're totally different and you are growing from that experience. And had that experience not happened, then, you may not have grown. So that's huge. Totally different from resilience.
See, I love that analogy because I think that it's when we start talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, that's unfortunate. It's a reality. Absolutely. And there's a lot of negative stuff. But what you're talking about here, it sounds, the term traumatic sounds sort of negative, but it's not. We're not talking about it. We're talking about positive change in somebody.
Exactly.
And you have to have that sense of you got to go through challenges, right? You just got to, and you've got to get on the other side. And it does, to your point, change you forever.
Yes.
I think, sort of. So let's talk a little bit about those three to five items that you have out there.
Okay. So the things that Tedeschi, he talks about, there are five different areas that if you are really trying to grow from a traumatic experience, there's different areas that you really have to plug into. You have to have an appreciation or a new appreciation for life in general, that gratefulness. A lot of times we're so focused on the things that are not going right in our life. My kids are not acting right, or I don't have the house that I want, or I'm not making the money that I want, or whatever it is, we're so focused on that. But how about turning that mindset and said, I'm grateful that over this year, I have been able to spend more time at home. This is just me. This is my experience. So this over this course of the year, I'm working from home. And so I've been able to experience gratefulness. Now I can enjoy my home a little bit better. Just grateful. I'm grateful that my children are healthy,
So let me ask you this. That's good. And I'm all about that. I'm all about you have to get into the habit of saying, hey, this is good. It's too easy for me to go to the negative. It's like there's resistance to the positive. There's no resistance to the negative. I can go and start thinking bad things and complaining and moaning and groaning. How do you help people to just say, okay, just start thinking from a grateful perspective?
Yeah.
And do that.
Yeah. And so so this is not something that, and Scott, I want to just really throw out that this is not something that is going to literally happen overnight. This takes work. When you go through, you know, this is a mindset change. So when you are, for me, I journal. I write down some of those things that I write down. I'm thankful for my home. You know, it may not be the exact house that I want, but I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for that I'm able to have a car. It may not be the exact car that I want. Or, you know, I'm grateful that I'm able to get from here to be. So it's really being intentional. One of the, and people that know me know that I love that word intentional, because it takes
work. Hold on, say that again, please.
The word intentional.
Intentional, got it.
Yes, very good. The word intentional. You have to be intentional, and you have to have the why behind that. And being grateful, that's sometimes going to push you to that, but you have to be very intentional. And it takes time. It takes work to transform your mindset. It takes work to go from someone that you may have been and the way that you've operated for years to saying, now I want to grow from this experience. And what does that, you know, what does that mean? And it takes
time. And I'm telling you, you're touching on a couple of really important points. And one is the being intentional, but you're going to have to, in that journey, you're going to have to just have that mindset of but we're all adults in this room. Yes. Start small. You don't have to have the big bang theory. Just start small and say, I'm going to be thankful for whatever. Food. I'm thankful for food because, well, I'm committed to the food. But you understand. Right. I mean, you got to start. Yeah. Just start incrementally. But it does change. It changes you. You got to do that. Yeah. It does. I like that. And understand the why. I love that, listeners. Yes. Listen to that. That is sage advice. Okay. Yes. That is appreciation of life. Mm-hmm. And that's number one. Let's talk about number two.
All right. So even with that, so now that you have this great appreciation for life and you're trying to change this mindset and you're trying to really go from, I want to grow from this experience, you have to make sure that the people that are around you are the people that are going to help you grow and not keep you in that space and that place of bondage. And I say bondage because it is a place where you're held. And you feel like you can't get out of it. So you have to have those relationships, improved relationships. And sometimes this is very hurtful or it can be very uncomfortable because you have people that you have been a part of your life for years. It may even be family members. And, you know,
I guarantee it's going to be family members.
It's going to be family members, right?
You know it is.
You have to have this intentionality to say, I love my friends. I love my family. However, I have to be open to new relationships. And that's not just, that can be business relationships. Yeah. That can be partnerships. That can be friendships. That can be, and when I say relationships, it doesn't always mean, okay, now I have to get a new set of friends. It could be associates. It could be mentors. It could be advisors. Because you want these people to bring you to a place that you've never been before. And so you have to get people that are there. Like I always say, you know, I don't want somebody that's in the same boat as me because that means we're going the same way or we're like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
I want somebody not in the boat. I want somebody on the other side of the bank that's saying, hey, Luana, don't go that way because there's some trees, there's some rocks over there because I know because I've been there. But I need you to go to the left. I need you to go this way because it's safer this way. Or this is the way that you need to go to get to where I am. And that's just also being, you know, it takes you letting go of your pride. It takes you letting go of, you know, some people. You don't necessarily have to totally cut people off. But, you know, you have to have some improved relationships. I used to be a probation and parole officer back in the day in my former life.
What? You're only 23 right now. What are you doing it when you're a three?
You're so kind.
Oh, that's right. You noticed it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And so, and I bring that up because when you have people that are coming out of different experiences, you have to put them somewhere different if you want them to have a different life. And so when we had people that were coming out of the criminal justice system or, you know, they were wanting to do better, 9 times out of 10, they had nowhere else to go but back to the place that held them bonded, got them in trouble in the first place.
Yeah.
And so you have to have improved relationships. If you're trying to grow, you have to cut off some things that are holding you back.
Okay, listeners, what we've got is we've got an appreciation for life, that gratitude spirit. We've got, act with intentionality and understand that why. I love this particular point, improve, and I'll just say your relationships or your network, whatever you want to call it. And I got to tell you, you're spot on. I got a follow on question with that one, but I always ask people to say, be bold, be brave, and dare greatly, but hang out with people who are bold, brave, and dare greatly, and you'll just change the world, and they'll challenge you. The challenge I have is, how do you find those people? What do you do? How do you get out of that existing network and try to go, I'm going over here?
Okay. So great question. So I would also say that I'm a master networker, and I love to network with people.
Yeah.
So pre-COVID, there were various events that were around Tulsa that I would attend. You know, I would go and connect with people, and there were times when I would literally not just hand somebody a business card, because nowadays it's, you know, the business card, what do you do with the business card? You put it in your pocket and you forget about it later on. No, we're connecting on LinkedIn. We're connecting social media, we're connecting, and not to mention, once I connect with somebody initially, I would even take a picture and send it to them and say, hey, this is I'm Luana. Remember we met at whatever. So when they go back and I say, hey, how are you doing? There's a picture of me and you, and we're like, this is where we met. And
with use the video capability in this thing too. It's like, hey, it's me again. Yeah, I love it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just literally getting out of your comfort zone. When you are growing, it is going to be a seed that's growing, that's going to an acorn that's growing into an oak tree or whatever. It has to be planted in the dirt first, and then it has to break open, and then it has to go through extra dirt and has to grow out of that to hit that sun. And so to hit the air, that's uncomfortable. That is so uncomfortable. But in order to grow, you have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And in industry, we don't like that. We just don't. We don't like that whole uncomfortable. Don't make me do that, please. But you know what I have found, and this is just sort of I deviate from our conversation here, is that with the pandemic, pre-pandemic, we all had the answers, right? We were all in control of our destiny and whatever it might be. We could never show that vulnerable side. Pandemic hits, everything's out the door, right? And I don't know what to do. You know what it did? It freed everybody else up to be vulnerable and saying, I don't have the answer. I need help. I need to be a part of another network that might have a little snippet of the answer that I'm looking for. I love it. I love what you're talking about. Number three, talk to us about number three.
All right, so let's talk about being open to new possibilities.
Again, this is a uncomfortable conversation. Open to new opportunities. Continue.
You have to, Scott, you have to be open to the new. You have to be open to new opportunities that as you continue to grow and as your mindset changes, you're going to attract new opportunities, and you have to be open to that. You have to say, you know, this may be something totally different. This may be a new, you know, learn something new. This may be something that I've never known about. This may be a topic or a new skill, but you have to be open to those new opportunities and say whatever it is that maybe you have never experienced, it is possible. Whatever dream that you have, you know, you've had in your life, man, it is possible. And so that's really important, just being open to that. Just saying, you know, I'm open to it. I'm open to learning and connecting. And again, that's going to require you to get out of your comfort zone.
All right, let's, here it is. We've got grateful. We've got improve your network. And now she's, She's amping it up and she's saying open to new opportunities. Absolutely. I'm getting all nervous now. So what do we have about the fourth one? Talk
well,
to us.
So this, go ahead. Now you have to tap into your personal strength.
Say that again.
Tap into your personal strength.
Oh God.
So
that means I've got to look into myself now. You've already made me look out, be grateful. I'm already struggling with that one. And now I'm changing my network.
And honestly, Scott, you know what? There's no particular order to all of these.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you may say, hey, you know, I want to tap into my personal strength. And there's a lot of ways to do that. There's so many different assessments. There's so many different behavioral tests and all of those things that you can take to really look at what are my strengths. You know, you have spiritual gifts, you have all of these gifts that you have. I know one thing that I did a few years ago. I sent a text message to about 20 people that were my closest friends and family, and I just asked them. I said, you know what? What do you think when you think of me? What are my top three strengths? And they gave it to me, and over a period of time, like I had like over 30 words that I would have never looked at myself. Like
that's
I would
brilliant.
Have never seen.
That's brilliant.
And,
that is.
And that's a way to do that because you a lot of times you don't see what other people see, and so you tap into that personal strength. You ask them what is that. And then also what are some of those things that you feel like I can work on?
No, I don't want to hear those.
Well, if you're trying to grow.
Now I'm just telling you right now that for me personally is a tough one. I don't want to hear what people have to say about me. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I don't want to.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a natural response, right? A lot of times we don't want to hear because 9 times out of 10, we want to know that we're doing a good job. I don't think anyone goes up, you know, wakes up in the morning and says, you know what? I'm going to treat somebody badly today. Or I'm going to, you know, make somebody's life miserable today. Nobody ever does that. Nobody, unless you're just a horrible person. And,
I think I've come across people who said that.
I'm just saying. But, you know, I think people really have the intentions of being a good person. However, sometimes those intentions is not what other people see. They see our behavior. And so our intentions are totally different from how we are, seen by other people. And I would love for people to say, hey, Luana, even though your intention may not have been this, but this is how it impacted me. Or this is how it impacted the situation. And if you're trying to grow after certain experiences, you have to get that feedback from other people. It's just something that you now have to do.
You do. And you gotta have some courage in there. Nobody likes to hear bad stuff, but you gotta have to sort of dig deep and be courageous.
Absolutely.
We have one more point, but I want to review the fours that we have. You got
right? Good.
All right. Once again, we're talking about be grateful. Mm-hmm. We're talking about improving that network, those relationships that are in your life. And once again, we don't have to say that it's all in this order or not. It just happens to be on my list, this order.
Yes.
You don't want to be in the same boat with everybody else. Let's find some people that are in different boats, different perspectives. I'm telling you, will not. Open to new opportunities.
Yes.
No matter how uncomfortable that might be, open to new opportunities. Mm-hmm. And the one that I am struggling with the most, tap into your personal gifts or strengths and figure that one out. And then she had to up it and say, why don't you ask your friends to provide some feedback? I might have to edit that one out. I don't want to hear what you have to say. All right. Number five.
And this is, and for me, this is huge. This is their spiritual connection. A lot of times, you know, for me, I was raised in the church and raised in, believe in God and believe in, how I was taught. Baptist church. However, when you are in a traumatic experience, you want to make sure that you do have that spiritual connection. For me, you know, letting go of the religiosity. So when you think of religion, it's something that you do consistently. It's something that, sometimes I do this and I check it off. I check the box and that's it. But having that spiritual connection is so much deeper than that. It's so much, it's really connecting to your creator. It's really connecting to, you know, and really understanding, like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose in life? I need guidance. I need direction. I need peace, you know, and tapping into that spirituality will help you gain that. And that's something, too, that you have to be intentional about. I'm not sure how, you know, people believe or their belief system, but you have to have that spirituality and knowing and believing that there's something greater than you that is there for you, that's helping you, that's going to guide you and keep you in perfect peace.
I think that wraps it up in a nice, concise package. And somebody like me, right? I do need that. But somebody like me, I like to see how all of this stuff pulls together. So this is what I'm looking at. We spoke about post-traumatic growth. That is positive change.
Yes.
And to really achieve that positive change, there's the necessity to bounce back. The 5 points, listeners, the 5 points that I want to make sure that you walk away. Five. It's only five. You don't have to sit there and go, it's too much. Don't tell me that. Is be have gratitude, appreciate life. I love that. Sense of intentionality and understand the why. Let's look at your network. Mm-hmm. Go beyond that one network. Start changing the people you're hanging out with. You don't want to be in the same boat. Let's look at, new opportunities. There's a lot of good growth there. There's a lot of great opportunities. We're also talking about the tough one for me. Tap into your personal gifts and strengths. And then that additional one, if you want to reach out to your other networks and have them be, you know. And then the last one to pull it all together, because what we want to be able to do is have that positive change, spiritual connection. And that's a whole nother conversation to have, man. It's great to say it, but there is a journey there, baby. There is a journey there. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
I am. So under LinkedIn, I'm LaWanna Harris, and you can catch me on Instagram as well. I am LaWanna Michelle on Facebook. I'm actually on TikTok too, so.
I haven't begun to post TikTok stuff. I haven't. Maybe I should look at number 3 and new opportunities in that one. Maybe that's where it is. My son did TikTok, and he's got his own stuff, and it's funny. It's like, okay.
Right.
Okay. Not a big deal. Yeah, I've got all her contact information. I've got her personal Facebook. SkyMax, which is really, I like the name of that, SkyMax Inc. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Thank you.
The website, please note everybody, LaWanna Michelle, right? Mike. No. Yeah, right? And then her name is LaWanna Harris.
Yep.
Okay, and you're saying this math is hard. We got you covered. We'll be okay. And I got all the other contact information that you need. So don't come to me and say I can't get a hold of her, because, she is easy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
You were absolutely a delight. Thank you very much for being on the Industrial Talk podcast
I appreciate it.
I love these topics. All right. Listeners, we're going to, once again, you go out to industrialtalk.com. You're going to find everything you want to know about LaWanna. You need to get her. She's got a mad stat card out there. She's got some great skills. So don't disappoint me. Reach out to her. All right, we're going to have another great interview right around the corner, as you will always know. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be back later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.